Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. New Jersey's health department says a young child has died from the flu. That marks the state's first pediatric flu death this season. KYW's Sonny Morgan spoke to a medical expert about this season's uptick in flu cases and a new, more dangerous variant that the doctors are concerned about.
New Jersey's Department of Health says the child was under 5 years old and had no other known medical problems. Dr. Karen Raven, the chief of infectious disease at Nemours Children's Health, says while it's early in the season for comparisons, there is an increase in flu-like illness in patients this year.
Last year was pretty bad, too. We had a record number, unfortunately, of pediatric deaths due to influenza last year.
According to data from the CDC, seasonal flu activity is elevated across the country this season, and the culprit is likely a new variant of the disease.
What they've noticed is that there is a new subclade called subclade K of that H3N2 influenza A that is now circulating. And that's something that emerged after the vaccine was produced and distributed.
Raven says even though the flu vaccine isn't a great match for the new subclade, it still protects against severe infection. She says be aware of symptoms like nasal congestion, sore throat, and coughing in your kids.
It's important to remember that kids can also have some GI symptoms from flu. So they sometimes will have vomiting, abdominal pain, and diarrhea.
The CDC reports there have been 17 total flu-related deaths in children so far this season.
And while federal officials are making changes to the child vaccine and immunization schedule, lawmakers in New Jersey are advancing legislation so the state can do its own thing when it comes to vaccines. More on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Under this bill, New Jersey would maintain its own recommendations for vaccines through guidance from medical associations like the American Association of Pediatrics. Acting Health Commissioner Jeff Brown told the Assembly Health Committee this would not create any new mandates or requirements.
It makes sure that people can continue to get reimbursed for vaccines, even if ACIP removes vaccines from the schedule entirely or changes those recommendations.
The debate got heated at times as Republicans on the committee said they don't trust Democrats in Trenton to do the right thing after requiring COVID vaccines. Several residents also voiced their concerns about giving this power to medical associations, which never earned a vote.
What I oppose is shifting the authority from one unelected body to another.
Delegating the people's power to those they cannot remove is not efficiency. It is erosion of self-government.
The committee advanced the bill along party lines, and it's expected to come up soon for a full vote.
KYW's Mike Doherty. Police in Bucks County say they're working through thousands of tips from the public to identify a potential suspect or suspects after they say a dog was thrown from a car and left on the side of the road earlier this week. Tullytown police say they found the dog along Old Bristol Pike in Tullytown on Wednesday. Police are asking for more tips and dash cam or surveillance footage that could help them identify the suspects. Officials say the dog is now in the care of the Bucks County SPCA. Philadelphia plans a multi-million dollar effort to clean graffiti and beautify key highway areas for America's 250th birthday. More on this from KYW's Mike DiNardo from City Hall.
Mayor Parker Friday announced an effort to remove graffiti and put flowers and public art at 7 high traffic areas for 2026. The key gateways where graffiti will be removed include interchanges along the Vine Expressway, the 26th Street Gateway at Penrose Avenue, and the CSX Wall along the Schuylkill Expressway at Spring Garden Street. Mural Arts will also create a semi-quincentennial themed mural there. Executive Director Jane Golden says if a vandal tags the mural, the aim is to clean it in 24 to 48 hours.
Because we feel like the city deserves to have beautiful works of public art, and we're determined and tenacious, and we won't let graffiti sit there.
The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society is also planting 95,000 bulbs and shrubs at the gateways. The $11.5 million project is funded with $6.5 million in city money, with the rest coming from the state and philanthropic groups.
That's KYW's Mike DiNardo. A panel of judges is getting ready to pick Philadelphia's top high school singer in a new contest. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the competition has a very Philly name.
The contest is a partnership between the school district, the city's 2026 office, and recording executive Mont Brown.
Talent is everywhere, but opportunity isn't.
Brown founded the nonprofit Kickback Impact to help develop the city's native talent. He says the new contest, Sing That John, will provide the students with coaching, mentorship, and access to performing and recording opportunities.
This competition is the first chapter in helping the young artists not to just perform, but to succeed.
Each of the city's 52 public high schools will choose one singer to represent it. 30 will be chosen to perform in the first round of live competition, February 21st, at Fabrica in Frankfurt. From there, 10 will be chosen to perform in the finals in May. The winner and his or her school each gets $5,000. Mayor Parker says it's a bridge between legacy and promise.
That is how we build a future that celebrates our city's heritage while uplifting our next generation.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.